But the thing that's fascinating to me is that the descriptions of the sounds and some of the hieroglyphics, if you will, that are showing up in the Solomon Islands are also very much the same as those that were present in the Middle East. So in essence, it's my contention that the giants literally were scattered over the face of the earth. And when David went in to fight Goliath, Goliath had his brothers, and they later are killed by David's mighty men of valor. But these guys, again, had six fingers, six toes. And Og, O-G, not a nice name. You know, how would you like to have that name? Og, well, you know, 18 feet tall. So, again, dealing with historical features, you've got to ask yourself the question, why do these massive archives of all of these recorded instances, why are they covered up? And I believe it's obvious because, you know, we're only told what we're allowed to be told. And I, for one, have a purpose. I'm not going to be fed mushroom food. And you know what, you know, we all know what mushroom
food what that is, sir. Yes, we do, Stephen.
And so going to the Solomon Islands now, the feats of the strength of the Solomon Islands, I can only tell you this, you know, as I track this stuff down, it can only be paralleled by some of the massive stone structures in the Middle East. And again, when people try and figure out how normal people move these things, I said, listen, normal people didn't. But super, when I say this, a super natural infused strength, I mean, when you're talking about being able to, you know, not only lift a 10-ton cat blade, but as you know the story, it wasn't walked over, it was thrown about 100 yards. That takes some major strength.
Okay, so now back to the Solomon Islands. There
right.
have been reports of several different kinds of giants out there, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, huge, sometimes not big, different kinds of looks, some that look like Sasquatch and Yeti, the abominable snowman, others that look wild like human, but not quite ape. Why the difference? Why the disparity here?
Well, I think what you've got, and going back to the time that land forgot, or the land that time forgot, the point is that it appears that, again, that the alien bases in the Solomon Islands have been used as very similar to the X-Files movie, an incubatorium. There appears to be the historic giants that we can trace, but there also seems to be genetically altered hominids, as you know, in this story. But there are other stories of these things that are you know, sometimes 3 and 4 feet tall, but are phenomenally strong. Then there are, if you will, almost mini Yetis. And it seems like this is the test tube for what would you say the alien experiments going on with the DNA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if George Lucas had it right in his Star Wars, Chewbacca looked like one form of Sasquatch Bigfoot, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the face of Chewbacca has appeared in you know, ancient drawings almost to the T.
Okay. Now, with there's that frame. There's the wild human type giant, long hair, but clearly you can see skin on his face. All right, it's not all hair.
Right.
And then you've got these other kind that are what, smaller?
Well, you have them smaller, but you also have, you know, the giants. For instance, the Celtic giants, and I want to contrast these to the Solomon Island giants. The Celtic giants had just horrendously long, voluminous hair, okay? And what's interesting is that the Solomon Island giants, as you know, they have a habit where they're basically, they're having a bad hair day every day, but they have to basically pull their hair away from the face to see whoever they're looking at. And so as they do that, it's very similar to the same accounts that we get from the Celtic giants that the Caesars wrote about when they were conquering Britain and the Gauls and everything else. So what I'm saying is it appears that there are common traits to different groups of giants, and that's one thing that's fascinating. I think what you're going for is a different classification
yes.
of giants, and the Solomon Islands seems to be, again, it seems to be, if you will, the Jurassic World
yeah.
of the giants.
It's a breeding ground out there.
It is, and let's say this, with an extraterrestrial influence. The Solomon Islanders themselves, great reports, even the ruling body of the Solomon Islands, I mean, anybody who's anybody in the government there has stories to tell that are absolutely astonishing.